U.S. election news, former Vice President and Democrat Joe Biden, who ran against U.S. President Donald Trump in Tuesday's election, appealed to Americans to turn the page on divisions. The election has still not been called. Biden, though, says he believes he will win, but would wait for the process to be complete. Biden spoke Friday as U.S. media began reporting that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had contracted the coronavirus. Meadows first tested positive on Wednesday, a day after the election, according to the New York Times. As votes are counted in key states, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of president and that he could do the same. Trump's campaign has filed lawsuits around the country alleging fraud. Pennsylvania Republicans asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt vote counting in the state as ballots went to Biden. Final results in this state can determine a winner. Justice Samuel Alito of the U.S. Supreme Court declined to order an immediate halt to vote counting, but said the full court would consider the challenge on Saturday. He ordered Pennsylvania to keep late-arriving ballots separate, affirming a policy already put in place by state election authorities. Some 15 million more voters participated in this year's presidential election than in the one 4 years ago. Defying fears of another slowdown, U.S. businesses kept hiring at a solid pace in October, yet there are signs they remain cautious about the economy's future as the pandemic worsens. The Labor Department said Friday that employers added 638,000 jobs and the unemployment rate tumbled a full percentage point to 6.9%, extending what has been a faster recovery than many economists expected in the spring. But the pace of hiring isn't robust enough rapidly soak up the millions of Americans who were thrown out of work by the pandemic recession.